Hey there, this is Ryan on No Code, No Problem, the first episode since being acquired by Blaze. Blaze is the smarter no code tool. They're the easiest way to build internal tools without code. They even offer customer facing applications, internal dashboards, pretty much anything you need. And I'm here with the co-CEO and co-founder, Nancy. Nancy is an absolute beast and an amazing founder. So happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming. So, I mean, like, generally speaking, I'm sure everyone would love to have context on who you are and a brief tidbit about your story.
Sure. So I started Blaze after selling my last company, Implug, which became one of the largest digital signage software companies. And I started Blaze with my same co-founders. We loved working together, and so we couldn't wait to do it again. And this time, building a tool that we really, really needed at our last company. And outside of Blaze, I love getting involved in lots of other things. So I produce TV shows and movies. I played in the World Series of Poker. I love running, playing piano, and a bunch of other random things. Serve on the board of the Dodgers Foundation. So definitely love sports.
Amazing. I actually didn't know about the World Series of Poker. That's pretty sick. but real quick, I'd love to touch back briefly on the Implug. So you said that they're a digital signage company, but I think it would be helpful if you like briefly gave context to what that means. So that way we can see the transition from like what Implug is to what you do currently.
Yeah, absolutely. So Implug is a software that allowed people to show custom content on screens inside of elevators, lots of corporate offices, showing employee engagement, internal communications. We were used in, you know, Fortune 500 companies, inside of hospitals, banks, et cetera. And it's basically, if you're a company that needs to manage content and content that shows highly secure data on, you know, many, many screens, you would use a software like Implug to show that.
Amazing. Yeah. Whenever I first heard that, I thought digital signage was like something like DocuSign. And then once I like looked it up, I was like, that's clearly not the case.
You're not the first person to think that. Lots of people think that. So no worries.
Amazing. So you were building Implug. It got acquired. I'm sure you like took a break for some time to figure out what like the next step or next chapter of your life was. And then you kind of came to this conclusion that Blaze was it. So I would love to start with kind of what inspired Blaze. And like, you know, you mentioned that it was a problem that you felt at Implug, but really just like touching on that problem and how did you kind of define that was the problem that you really wanted to attack next?
Yeah, so we actually didn't take any break between selling Implug and then starting the new company. So once we sold Implug, we were with the company that acquired us for a couple of months, and we just could not wait to start Blaze. We had been thinking about building Blaze and building a tool that allowed our teammates to build applications and software without code for so long. The reason we started it is because there's a constant need at our last company where half of the team are engineers, and then the other half are non-technical people, folks ranging from marketing managers to technical support folks to product managers. And they all needed some kind of tool that required engineering resources. And a lot of them, you know, they're very entrepreneurial and they knew exactly the kind of tool they want. And we always said, you know, if somebody can describe exactly the tool they want, they should be able to build it. They shouldn't have to rely on engineers to be able to, you know, make it happen. And our engineers were always busy, focused on building our core product. And so there was never enough engineering resources available. And so we always thought, you know, there's this tool that allows us to build these internal products that we wanted. It would have saved us a lot of time, a lot of money, probably gotten us to, you know, faster growth, et cetera. And so that's really why we started Blaze, is we were intimately familiar with this issue.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. So I guess that kind of answers a question that I had, but basically like if Blaze was around when you were building Implugged, how important would it be in your business and your workflows? And clearly the answer is like very important.
So important. There's like, I can immediately tell you a ton of different tools that even when we got acquired, we never got around to building it. Things mm-hmm. like, for example, like for Zendesk, which is where we had all of our support tickets. Our sales team wanted to be able to see, you know, the support ticket that a customer sent was getting responded to and just check the status. And we didn't want to buy extra licenses or give them full access to Zendesk. So we could have used Blaze, if Blaze was around, to create a special dashboard for salespeople to look up their own customers and see any support tickets that were sent. And the same thing goes for all of our technical support folks. They wanted to just get a glimpse of where orders and shipments were in Shopify and to just have an easy order lookup, you know, things like that. And I think we could have solved all of those problems with Blaze in like a day. if we had Blaze. So it would have made a huge difference.
That's amazing. Yeah. I've personally felt that problem, specifically where you're working for a company and they don't want to buy like another Salesforce seed or another Zendesk seed, or, you know, it can add up very quickly. So that makes a ton of sense. That makes a ton of sense. So, you know, taking a step back to the acquisition, I'm personally curious. And I think this kind of goes into like what motivates you as a person. From like a hunger perspective, obviously you were young, you were hungry. Like, do you think that the acquisition affected that at all? And if so, if it didn't, like what kind of keeps you chugging along today?
Yeah, actually it's interesting because a lot of my friends ask, they're like, now you must be, you know, just like chilling. Like, why didn't you just want to chill? You know, you had a big exit and you couldn't retire. And for myself and for my co-founders, I think having that exit made us actually way more motivated and hustle way more than ever before, because it was like, wow, we screwed up so much, like at our last company, just not knowing what to do because it was our first company. This time around, it's like, we don't want to make any of those mistakes. We just want to go as fast as we can. And so we're equipped with all these tools and these learnings. And so it actually makes us way more excited. And I think we're hungrier than we've ever been. So it's actually quite the opposite of, I think, what people might expect.
Amazing. That's excellent to hear. I kind of feel that in the sense that, like, I don't feel like I would ever be satisfied. I just feel like it's just too much fun to build. Like, I can't imagine just like chilling per se, you know?
Yeah. And I think for us, it was like, we built this, you know, one of the most successful companies in that industry, but it's a small industry. Right. Yeah. So it's like we have that taste of success. Mm-hmm. And now it's the, okay, we want to do it in a much bigger, you know, in a much bigger market and in a product that we feel actually way more equipped to build than our last company, which we actually have no background in whatsoever.
Incredible.
And so it really drives us every day.
Yeah. So I guess like two quick questions and like, how did you kind of get into that? And I know you briefly, or you keep mentioning like your co-founders and like you moved on. Obviously, like you built an incredible team that achieved a success, or what you could consider a success with Nplug. You know, what was it kind of like building that team and bringing them? I mean, clearly you're amazing. Like they came with you to Blaze, and you're all working on Blaze now. So I would love to like hear any tips, tricks, hacks, like how to build a kick-ass team.
I would say a couple of pieces that I think made a difference, and it's the thing that I care most about, which is just having great talent and teammates to work with. I think that's why I continue working with my co-founders from the last company, is that we truly enjoyed and respected each other a lot, that we wanted to do it again. And so I think what we did right at Nplug, and certainly we want to make sure that we do right at Blaze, is first, the culture being the best it can be. And what does culture mean? I think it's that you have these strong values that everyone feels. And one of the pieces of culture at our last company at Blaze that we really focus on is giving our teammates the power and responsibility to make a really big impact. And so I think for myself, for Justina, when we pick somebody to join our team, we truly want to make sure they are the best of the best. And so we are pretty rigorous in filtering out who we want to work with. And then when we do, and the reason we do that is because we want to just have the best. And once we have the best, we really expect them to just do everything much better than we can do it. And so that means we trust them to make the decision, and we give people a lot of freedom to go and explore. And we try to make sure everybody continuously is learning in the journey at Blaze. We understand when people are working with us, you know, we're really dedicating probably at least half of our waking lives to Blaze. And so we want it to be meaningful. We want it to be such that they constantly feel like they're growing as a person. And so I think that's in our ethos and part of our core values. I think the next piece of why I think we had so many of the same team members from our last company joining us when we started, and it was, and some of them actually, after they were, we were acquired, they waited to see what we were going to do to see if they, you know, could join us at whatever it was, whether it was still, you know, staying at company that acquired us or starting a new company or joining some other existing company. That was we were truly honored that we had folks that were really saying, hey, I just want to go wherever you guys go. And I think a big part of it was fulfilling promises, where at our last company, I think if we tell somebody, hey, we want to go and do this, like, it's really about following through. The integrity piece is so key, I think, as a leader. So if you say, hey, I'm going to promise that if we reach these milestones as a company, we're going to reward you XYZ. Or if you're able to accomplish this, we're going to reward you. And to make sure we always follow through on those promises and follow through on the delivery of things. And for Blaze, I think there's so many components of our business where every team is relying on the other team to deliver that is so important that everybody is fulfilling promises, not just to, you know, the co-founders or, you know, the management team, but it's really for all of their teammates. And I definitely feel for Blaze, people feel strong responsibility to follow through and feel that ownership that they are making a really significant impact on that team that no other team member could fulfill. And so that fulfilling promises piece, I think, is really important. And the fact that, you know, when we started Implug, we told people we're going to build the best company in the industry. We just did not care to be number two, number three. We wanted to be the best and build the best tool out there. And I think that also really motivates everyone. And so certainly for Blaze, you know, we're still in our early days, but our goal is it has to be easy. It has to be the best tool. And it has to be one that solves people's problems. We don't want to be number two. We're here to be number one.
I love that. Yeah. And you're well on your way, honestly. I know I've told you this a number of times, but for anybody that's listening, Blaze was probably one of maybe two to three tools where I was able to basically do what I wanted to do without looking at any documentation, which by my standard is one of the most impressive things that you can accomplish as a no-code tool without compromising on functionality. So big props to Blaze there. It's insane. On to the next question. I kind of want to get into more of like the no code space, and like Blaze as a product. I would love to touch on basically like right now, what are like the main use cases you see for Blaze? And then also like, there's obviously like internal applications, but also consumer facing applications. What do you think resonates really well? And like, we can start there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say a couple of really popular use cases. One is to be able to augment the power of your existing data. So what does that mean? It means that most companies are already using some kind of software product that houses a lot of their data, whether that is their sales data, like maybe it's HubSpot, maybe it's Salesforce or Marketo or Zendesk. And being able to take that existing data and just share information with more people, or to filter that existing data into a dashboard or admin panel that gives other people in the team the ability to see that information, edit that information, or use that information for something else they're working on. So I think that's a big piece, which is being able to make your existing data more powerful and giving your teammates visibility into that data, and obviously collaborating on updating and maintaining the information. So that's big. That's, you know, our SQL admin panels in general, and being able to let people have a way to update their databases without writing any code. That's a big one. Another one that we find super popular is just any kind of workflows. So this relates to onboarding a customer. This relates to workflows on restocking inventory, task managers. And this also then leads to a lot of customer portals where people want to give their clients a portal to log into to see their billing information, to see shipment information, or to be able to communicate, send, you know, support messages with the company. And so that's another really popular use case. Some of the other, you know, pieces that we see a lot of is just a search tool into their database. This, I guess, goes back to the data piece of it, which is, let's say you have a database and you want to know, you know, how many new entries were submitted in the past, whatever, 10 days. That's something that you can build inside of Blaze. It's one that is pretty common. We have a lot of companies where they allow their team members to just search for information inside of Salesforce or Marketo without having to log into Salesforce or Marketo. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there's some great use case examples. I think something that speaks volumes is a company that uses its own tooling, specifically like in this case, or like other no-code tools. So I think maybe if you could give one or two examples of how Blaze personally uses Blaze in-house. I think that's always like a fun kind of paradox.
Yeah, we have so many different tools that folks on our team have built for Blaze. So I'll talk about the ones that I've personally built. So one of the ones I've built is our entire CMS system. It's very simple, basic, exactly what we need. So this CMS system is one where I track all the leads that come in, and then I mark it and update it and move it from stage to stage, whether it's an opportunity or did it turn into a customer, or is it, you know, opportunity 50%, opportunity 10%, et cetera. So it's where I track all of our sales. And it's a place where we can also track all of our paying customers. And so that one was a really fun one to build. Another one that I built is our team ideas tracker. So this is something that we did at our last company, and I think it goes along with our culture and value of making sure every teammate feels that they're empowered to make a big impact. And so our ideas tracker is just one where, like the name, any teammate can add an idea and people can vote on the ideas of other teammates. So ideas that could be related to the product, could be related to a department that you're not part of, could be related to, you know, team swag, all sorts of things. And so I liked building that and seeing all the ideas that people have put into the Blaze ideas tracker. And finally, one that I built recently is a onboarding and client portal. So I built it for a group that I'm a part of. I'm part of a group called YPO, which is a CEO member group. And we needed to have a way to just onboard essentially new members and give them a portal to log into and update their information. And so I had a lot of fun building that. And it's awesome to see all of my friends in the group using it.
Yes, excellent. That makes a ton of sense. And those are some really good examples. Specifically for the, like, outside of internal applications, I want to touch base on kind of consumer facing applications, or more so like the people that are currently using Blaze. Like, how are they using it to monetize? Because, like, at the end of the day, a lot of people that are getting into the no code space, they want to build things that they can monetize naturally. And so I would love to get your feedback on, are people building anything in Blaze that they're able to monetize? And if so, like, you can, like, maybe touch briefly on what that might be or how they monetize.
Yeah, so I think when we started Blaze, we had in the back of our minds a little bit like, oh, eventually, maybe a year or two in, some of the tools that people build in Blaze, maybe we'll have a you know, marketplace where they can sell the tool they built in Blaze. We certainly did not expect it to happen so soon. So we already have one of our clients, ShipDudes, who is selling the tool that they built in Blaze, and it's awesome. So how it happened is ShipDudes is a third-party logistics company, a 3PL, and they do the warehousing, inventory, and shipping for different e-commerce brands. And so they actually were building a tool for themselves and for their teammates to be able to track inventory of all of their clients. They were using before a different tool and just wasn't doing what they wanted. And so they built it in Blaze. Again, the founders of the company are the ones that built it. They're not technical. They're super smart though. And they figured out how to build this inventory management system, and they've been using it. And it turns out a lot of other 3PL companies were asking them, hey, you know, we're overpaying for our inventory management system, or they're super expensive. They have way more bells and whistles than we need. What are you guys using? So they said, oh, we actually built something in Blaze. And that's when they came to us and said, hey, can we resell the tool we built in Blaze? And we're like, absolutely. And so they're making a bunch of money reselling what they built in Blaze. And it's awesome. I'm so excited. I love seeing all the clients they brought on board.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think there's like levels or maybe like different types of what you could consider product market fit, even though it's like an ever evolving state, right? And I think like in terms of like early signs of product market fit, that's like one of the most promising things that you could have. And like that definitely should get you really excited.
Yes. And I'll share one more. A company called Automated Revenue came on board, and they specifically too wanted to build a tool, a customer onboarding and customer portal that they can also provide and resell to their clients. And so we love these use cases.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep them coming, right?
Yes.
Excellent. So, you know, we've talked a bit about like use cases that people are using the tool for now and like kind of what the immediate future looks like. But I feel like every great founder has some sort of North Star that they're working towards. Where do you see Blaze outside of being the obvious number one go-to no-code internal tool builder? what is like the, do you have like a said North Star like in like the next like 5-10 years that you're like, that you see Blaze kind of like transforming into?
Yeah, I think it's a place where anyone who is entrepreneurial, whether they are an entrepreneur building their own company or they're very entrepreneur inside of a company, I want them to have built something in Blaze. And I want people who never thought they could build a software or a web application to have this completely transformative experience where they can, and they have the confidence to do it, and they monetize it. They can monetize it as their own business, or they're helping their team save money, time in building these tools. And so for me, it's, I want to impact as many of those folks as possible that didn't create a web application before, and now maybe they've created a dozen in Blaze. That would be awesome.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think that's really powerful. And I that's why I have so much conviction in the no code space. Just because like, I think that's like one of the most powerful things is like, giving someone the confidence to build something for the first time, and just like the pride that they feel, and then in turn, like the pride that you feel that you created a tool that enabled that, I think is just like a magical thing. Amazing. And then what do you have to say? Basically, what do you have to say about the skeptics? Like, there's like a ton of skeptics, specifically with developers, that are like, your tool can't solve my problem. I need more customization, blah, blah, blah. I would love to know what you have to say to the people that are like kind of like shying away towards using a tool like Blaze.
Yeah, I would say try Blaze, literally, you know, go sign up, try Blaze. And the second thing I'd share is most of our team are developers. And I would say they, like lots of other developers, are skeptics as well. And so we're always questioning everything that we do. You know, we make the interface drag and drop super intuitive, and we try to make it as simple as possible such that you don't have to have any kind of documentation to do what you want. And so we're our biggest critics and we're our biggest skeptics. Every time we build something, it's the, okay, well, I'm a developer, and so I need to make sure that I can do exactly what I want and faster. And so we're our first critics and biggest skeptics to begin with. And I think that's what's going to help drive our product to be really user-friendly because we are, we're skeptics, the first ones. Anytime our team releases something new, everyone's like, okay, is this easier? Is this intuitive? Does it work? And can this expand to make my tool really customizable in the exact way I want it?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great answer. I would also say that there's like a nice combo with your team, like in the sense that like some no code tools like that you see built are like clearly built by just engineering teams. And so like the jargon and just like the way that you interact with the product is like clearly, it's so clear that it's built by engineers. But Blaze has like a really good feel in the sense that like whenever you get on and you start using it, it doesn't necessarily feel like it was built for engineers. It makes intuitive sense, similar to like some other really good no code tools, but also the language is like very user friendly.
And part of that is because myself as co-CEO, I'm the non-technical person on the team. So I tell my team, hey, I have to be able to figure it out. If I can't figure it out, this is no good. We can't release it. I have to be able to do it without having any kind of technical background.
Totally, totally, totally. Yeah, I feel that. and then last question for you is, if you weren't building Blaze right now, what would you be building?
I would be building a Blaze alternative. I know that's really silly, but I can't emphasize enough, but both myself, Tina, we wake up every day looking forward to building Blaze and solving this problem. It's something that we've been wanting to build, I think, for years. And so we finally get to do it. And so it's really a dream come true. I really can't imagine building anything besides Blaze except for a Blaze alternative.
Fascinating, fascinating. So I was going to say like before, you know, like this will be a good idea for anybody that, Nancy can't build this because she's building Blaze. So like you should build this, but like, you should definitely not build a Blaze competitor. Blaze eats the world, as Andreessen says.
So we're going for.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. Where can people find you? Where can people find Blaze? I'll obviously include all of the links in the description, but just for anyone listening.
Yeah, definitely go to blaze.tech. Or follow us on Twitter at Blaze No Code. Folks can also find me on LinkedIn.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you again so much, Nancy.
Thank you, Ryan. This is awesome. I know Blaze will crush
it. Of course, of course. All right, have a good one.
Thanks.